So there's a man domer in Chas, for sure, that holds Tsar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. Where in the Torah is there a mention of Tsar Bali Chaim? Meaning, we know that a Yid is obligated to love his fellow Jew. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You can't hate another Jew. Lo yisisna esachicha bilvavecha. And there's many Essen and Lavin that emanate and are derivatives from this general idea of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha and lo yisisna esachicha bilvavecha. We're very, very controlled in terms of how we treat another person. But a Bal Chai? As in a chamor, a shor, an animal? What's the makar to Tsar Bal Chaim Deraisa? If Tsar Bal Chaim is the Rabbanan, there's not going to be a makar. But Tsar Bal Chaim Deraisa, there's a makar, right? So the question is, what is the makar to Tsar Bal Chaim Deraisa? So if you look at the Rishonim, it's clear that the Rishonim grappled with this, and it's for that reason there are many different suggestions. The Ritva, right here in our sugya, seems to say that if Tsar Bal Chaim is Deiraisa, it must be it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Meaning, it's no pasuk that says anything about Tsar Bal Chaim. Must be there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi Masechet Shabbos Taf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. That's one of the places in Shas where the Gemara talks about Tsar Bal Chaim. Says Tsar Bal Chaim Deiraisa Shenemar Ozoiv Tazoiv Imoy. The Ikeman the Dorish Time of the Kerov Mishum Tsar Bal Chaim the Elam Metzias Bav Metzias Daf Lamud Beis Amud Beis. Our Daf. Rashi says that if Tsar Bal Chaim is Deiraisa, it learned from our sugya, from Ozev Tazev, and we're being Deirish time in the Kra, and we're saying the state in the mitzvah of Ozev Tazev is this idea of Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa. The Shittu Mekubet says, right here in our Gemara, he brings from the Ravid, that the Ravid said, Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa is learned out from the Loi Saseh in the Torah, Loi Sachsoim Shar Badisha. So if your animal is threshing in the field, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on it. That's a very specific pointed laugh, but says the Ravid that Pasuk is from where Chazal understood that the Torah was sensitive to the pain of even a Baal Chai, and that's how you know Tsar Baal Chaim Deiraisa. The Sefer Charedim, and this is in Perik Yudalid, Mitzvah Saseim in HaTorah, HaTluyois Baveshet. These are mitzvahs that are totally in the Veshet, literally the esophagus. Says the Sefer Charedim, I'm going to read one paragraph. Perik Vav de Brachas, Om Rav Yudam Arav. It's also for a person to eat food before he feeds his animal. And afterwards, it says, says the Charedim, what's the yesod of this halacha? Because by you not feeding your animal right away, you're being mitzayir the animal. Now, if you have to be sensitive to Tsar Bali Chaim b'shev al taisa, not feeding it right away, certainly you have to be sensitive to Tsar Bali Chaim to not go ahead and be mitzayir. Ukidamrinu b'kama duchti Tsar Bali Chaim deiraisa have you apoiskim. Umaisa hoya b'deireinu, says the Charedim, was a story that happened in our generation. Sharav ha-mekubal ha-godol Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi Zal. He once looked at a Talmud Chacham, and he told him, I see that you have in your soul the aveir of Tzar Bali Chaim. And this Talmud Chacham, he got very worried. And he started doing a cheshben hanefesh. He found out that his wife wasn't feeding the chickens first thing in the morning. And they were the tarnagoylim that were menaker ba'ash, but they had to run around the right Baba Kama fame to try to figure out a way to have food. For us, Siva Gibel Hasubin So he said, listen, he tells his wife, wake up first thing in the morning and feed the chickens. After this person did this, this person didn't even know about it. He stackled the fun of Amaloy, Tariza looked at him and he told him, Sara Voincho. Amaloy mehoya dover, us higadoyim, and he found out the bottom line, this is what happened. Says the Charedim, Venir. Says the Charedim, what's the source to this? She says, Anof, it's a branch, mi mitzvahs vihalachto bedrachov. Upirshu, Chazal say, mahu rachum, af ato rachum v'chulu. Meaning, there's a mitzvah of vihalachto bedrachov, a person's supposed to go in the ways of Hashem. And Chazal say, mahu rachum, af ato rachum. Upsiv bo yisbarach, and it says regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, virachamov al kol masov. So says the Charedim, I think the makar to this idea of Tzar Balichaim Deiraisa is learned out from the Halachta B'Drachov. You go in the ways of Hashem, and if Hashem is V'racham of Alkol Nasov, Hashem has Rachmanis even on the Balichaim, so you too should have Rachmanis on the Balichaim. The bottom line is, the Ritva says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Rashi in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Ches Amid Beis says it's learned out from the Parasha of Ozev Tazev. The Shita Mekubetza says it's learned out from Leisachsim Shor B'Dishoy. The Charedim says it's learned out from the Halachta B'Drachov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'racham of HaKol Masav, so too, that's the way we're supposed to be. Bottom line is, that's this Indian of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. So what's the halacha? What do we paskin? Do we paskin Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa, or do we paskin Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabban? The Rambam, in Hilchas Reitzeach, the Shmiras HaNefesh, it's in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, he says as follows, Behemas HaGoy, our Gemara. If you have a behemoth that belongs to a guy, and there was a load on top of it that belonged to a yid, if the guy was the mechamer, he's the one that's riding this animal, you don't have an obligation to get involved. The imlav chayif lifreik v'litain mishum tzar Yisrael. But if the Behema belongs to a Yisrael, or if the Yisrael is the one that's riding it, then you would be obligated to do prika and to do te'inah. And the same is true if the behema belonged to a Yisrael. V'amaser shel goy chayiv lifroik v'litoin mishum tzar Yisrael. Avo behemas hagoy umasoy einay chayiv litopobon el mishum eifa. The Rambam says that avada there's a mitzvah prika and there's a mitzvah tina, but the only time you do that is if there's a yid that's there who right now is bitzar. But if there's no yid that's bitzar, because the behema belongs to a guy, the rider that's there, he's a guy. Everyone right now is oivdei kechavim. Over there there's no chayiv prika and there's no chayiv tina. Now what's the makar to the Rambam? It's our sugya. But the Rambam brings this halacha say regarding tina. And say regarding prika, klar, avo behema sagoyu masoy einoy chayev letapobon. Say prika and say teina, says the vulnagoyin and bir hagra. And this is in Simin Reish Ayin Beis, Ayin Reish Beis, that you see clear that the Rambam Shita is that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. Because if Tzar Bali Chaim would be the Raisa, then it wouldn't matter that the behema belongs to a guy. At the end of the day, you'd be sensitive to the behema, right? That was a huge nafkamina in our sugya, where the Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa and the Rabbanan. And that is, are you going to be chayef if the behema belongs to a guy? If Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa, so you have to look at the behema. If Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan, then you care about the bala behema or the rider of the behema. The Rambam says mefurish that if the behema belongs to an Oivik Yechavim and the rider is an Oivik Yechavim, there's no chayef prika, there's no chayef tina. So you say meres, the Rambam Shita says the goyin is that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. But says the goyin, if that's the case, it's a problem, because there's another Rambam. And this Rambam is in Hilchas Shabbos. It's in Perek Chof Hei. It's Halacha Chof Vav. Now the background to this Rambam is one Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Taf Kuf Chof Ches on the base. That's where that Rashi that says that the Makar Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa is Ozev Tazev is. The Gemara over there says Om Rav Yudam Rav Behemah Shenoflo LaMas Amayim. There's an animal that fell into a stream of water on Shabbos, and the animal couldn't get itself out. Now, for you to take this animal and pull it out is a problem, because an animal's mukt, so you can't be mishtamish with an animal on Shabbos. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, maybe karim v'kastos. What you should do is, you should bring karim v'kastos, you should bring pillows, blankets, umaniach tachtel, and put it into the amas hamayim, v'mosa also, so that if the animal now is going to be able to step on top of it and emerge from it, it'll be able to emerge. I mean, to take the animal out, that you're not allowed to do. But what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to take karim v'kastos, put that into the amas hamayim. It's like this, the animal will have a shtickle stool, it'll be able to work its way out. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul in this memra. I'm skipping. Freak the Gemara. Why are you allowed to do this? What happened to the iser to be mevatul kli mehechanoi? So what does that mean? We know there's an iser to make something muktzah on Shabbos. Then this is the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to make something muktzah on Shabbos. Why not? Because if something's muktzah, you're not going to be able to move it, and you can't make something movable immovable. That's a machlokes rishonim. Why? Some rishonim say it's because it's soiser. You're like demolishing this item. Till now it was functional. Now it's not functional anymore. It's even though physically you didn't dismantle it, but it's the equivalent thereof. Other Rishonim go 180 degrees. It's boina, because being that you can't move it, so now it's stuck in this place. So it's essentially you just erected something, you just built something. But the bottom line is, there's an isser of bittul kli mehechana. The Gemara assumes, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, that taking the carbon kastis and putting it into the stream of water is bittul kli mehechana. So for the Gemara, Amrav Yudam Arav, you're allowed to do this. Why you're allowed to do this? Mevatul kli mehechana. And for the Gemara, Sav, Mevatul kli mehechana the Rabban. Rav Yudam Arav held that bittul kli mehechana is finis the Rabban. Tzar bali chayim doi reis. Whereas this, tzar bali chayim right now, this animal's in pain. That's it in doi reis. For us, doi reis, the dochi the Rabban. And the is the doi reis of tzar bali chayim is going to be doicha the Rabbanon of bittul kli mehechana. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos brings this halacha. The Rambam says, behemish enoflu leboi. If you can help this animal out where it is, that's the best thing. But if not, maybe karim v'kastois umaniach tachteo v'im also. But being that we're dealing with Tzar Balechayim, by Tzar Balechayim, like us, freak the guy in. The Gemara says before, why were they not guys or bit of Klima Echonai, but mocking Tzar Balechayim? Loshen HaGemara. Because Sovar Mevatel Klima Echonai is the Rabbanon. And Tzar Balechayim is the Reisa. Va'osi the Reisa, v'dochi the Rabbanon. It's all predicated on Tzar Balechayim being the Reisa. But the Rambam in Hilchis Reitzeh, Hoshmir, Sanafish, and Perakdut Gimel Paskin, that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanon. It's a fate to go, and it's a steer, it's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeh, Hoshmir, Sanafish, and our Sugir, Prikavatina Paskin, Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanon. And over here in Hilchos Shabbos, based on the Gemara, Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches, Paskins, that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Reisna, Lechura, it's a steer, it's a Rambam, Vitzorachim. It's Rame Simcha, in Arsameach, in a classic Arsameach. It's right here on this Rambam in Perek Chafei, Hilchos Shabbos. He says a Dover Nifla. He says that although the Lashon of the Gemara, Masech de Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Ches on the basis, Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa, but says Rame Yisimcha, really that terminology of Tzar Bali Chaim is a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed Lashon. And the Gemara does not mean Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa as in the Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis on the base sense. What then does it mean? Says Rami Simcha, we know that on Shabbos, a Yid has a mitzvah to rest. But not only does a Yid have a mitzvah to rest, the Pasuk says that animals are supposed to rest as well. It says, even the shor and the chamor is supposed to rest. In other words, the Torah was makbid on Shabbos, not only that the Yid should rest, but that the animals should rest as well. Let me read it. Says Rami Simcha in a veinik. Va'kavonehi deleinyan Shabbos chazinon derachmana kopta rak al balichayim sheyishboisu v'yonuchu sharcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha mishum deispu argoshas tzar melacha v'rotz derachmana shebeshabbos kodesh lahirotz chidish ha'olam v'ashkochasa yonuchu v'yisangu kol balei nefesh chayim balei argosha. The Kivon says being that you see the Torah was makbid that not only should man rest but the animal should rest as well, and when we say that the animal should rest it means it shouldn't be bitzar. How do I know that? So it's a Rashi in Chumash which comes from a Mechilta. Rashi in Chumash says l'man yonuach shorcha v'chamo yirecho, says Rashi tein loy niyach. You should allow it to rest. Meaning, let it sit out in the field. Great Rashi, let it sit out in the field, that's resting? What does resting mean? Not doing lamatas malachas. If an animal's in the field, what's it going to do? It's going to pluck grass out of the ground. It's going to be koitzer. It's going to do lamatas malachas. Maybe she'll lock it up in the house, right? Make sure it doesn't do any work. Amrit, ein zeh niyach. If you're going to take the animal and you're going to lock it up in the house, that's not called resting, elitzar. That's called being mitzayer the animal. In other words, state da, in the mitzvah of l'man yonuach, sharcha v'chama yirecha, that it has to be tein loy niyach. You can't be mitzayer. So Rami Simcha says, that avada in Hilchos Shabbos, when we talk about tzar bali chayim, it's lav davka the isa tzar bali chayim, the reisa, which is learned out from Alokha l'mayish Sinai, which is learned out from Azif Tazoy, which is learned out from There's a separate din of Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa. It's a Lashon Mushal that you see the Torah was marked, but the Torah warns that the animal should also not be Betzar. That you want it to rest. So the Haflav of fellow, the Rambam Shita is Tzar Balechaim is the Rabbanon. Like the Goyin was Mechiach from the Rambam and then the Vilchas Ritzach for Shmir Sanevish. Aye, how could the Rambam pass in Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa that you let it do bitul klime echone for a Tzar Balechaim? The Gemara was toiler that in Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa. The Teretz Niskas, that's on Shabbos. And on Shabbos is another din Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa. And that is the Torah was makbid that the animal shouldn't be Betzar, and that obligates us to make sure that we fulfill the rots in our Torah and we don't get in the way. We don't obstruct. And we make sure that the animal is going to be able to be menucha. Not out the four reasons that we spoke at in our sugya, but out the and that in Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa, Sokra Meisimcha, the Rambam Paskin. No, it's a Stiris HaRambam, it's true. Sugyas, Tzar Balechaim Derabonon, based on Bava Metzil Lamed Beis, Tzar Balechaim Deiraisa, based on Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. Same Loshin, Aval Einze Elo Loshin Mushal, says Rambam Meisimcha. It's not the same din. One is Mitzad the Isser, to be Mitzayer, an animal, and the other one is Mitzad the fact that you're taking away the Menucha of the animal. And the animal is required and obligated to show the Chiddush HaOlam and the Chiddush HaBriya just like man is, and that's why the Rambam, although he paskin Be'etzim Tzar B'Lechaim D'Rabbanan, Hilchah Shabbos, he paskin that Tzar B'Lechaim is D'Oraisa.